And now we have time for one more question on today's broadcast, a very important question. And this is it. Even if you're not a Christian, does the Lord still notice you? Well, King David wrote in Psalm 139, 7 through 10, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." From a believer's perspective, we know for certain that the Lord always knows where we are and what we are doing. We cannot hide from God. And why would a Christian want to hide from God? Oftentimes we sin and just don't want to face the Lord. Perhaps we are ashamed of our behavior and just don't feel comfortable in the Lord's presence. For the believer, we need to confess our sins to the Lord and get them out of the way. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I was advised as a young believer to keep short accounts with the Lord. I knew this to mean that when I sin, I should immediately confess that sin to the Lord so that fellowship may be restored quickly. Now, is the Lord aware of the activities of those who are not saved? He certainly is. Let's look at a few verses that show us that the Lord sees everything. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." We read in Jeremiah 16:17, "For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes." Jeremiah 23:23 and 24 says, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" And Acts 1:24 teaches us that the Lord knows the hearts of all men. These few verses should be enough to convince us that no matter who we are, no matter where we are, the Lord knows all about us. Is that a frightening thought for you? Does it make you nervous to know that the Lord sees you, knows your very thoughts, hears your every word, and sees your every action? Let's read Matthew 12:36. "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. The unsaved man will answer for every idle word, because the Lord is aware of every idle word." Revelation 20:13 tells of a future judgment. It says, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works." The unsaved man will be judged for every evil work, because the Lord is aware of every evil work. Now let's read Ecclesiastes 1:14, which says, "I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit." The Lord sees everything. He declares all to be vanity and vexation of spirit. We read in Psalms 14:3 that they are all gone aside, they are altogether become filthy, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. As the Lord looks upon those who are not saved, He declares that there is not one good person in the world, not one. Let's look at 2 Kings 20 and verse 5, which says in part, "Thus saith the Lord, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee." If we repent of our sins and confess the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, the Lord will heal us of our sin sickness. He will forgive us of our sins and make us His own children, as we read in John 1:12, which says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." No, we cannot hide from God. He knows all about us, and remarkably, He loves us anyway.